T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a football Friday, and that means we bring in a big fella. We love him. We know him. Yin's about to have some fun here. Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive line on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Happy football Friday to you, sir.
It's always a good Friday.
So, I may have started the show with a little bit of a tangent on how I'm already sick of people trying to say that this weekend's going to be the coronation of Joe Burrow over Pat Mahomes. When you look at that matchup specifically, Mahomes versus Burrow, when you look at Chiefs versus Bengals, do you think the status as the number one quarterback in the NFL is on the line this weekend?
I do not. I mean, you cannot. You can't throw that on the line this weekend. I mean, it's going to be a toss-up between those two, both great quarterbacks. The only advantage I'd say Joe Burrow has over Patrick Mahomes this weekend is that Joe's ankle is 100% and Pat's is not. I mean, that's the only thing you could say. I mean, it's clear that he's not as healthy going into this weekend as I would like him to be. I think it's still going to be a great, fantastic game. They're two of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, and it's going to be you can flip a coin who's going to win the game. I mean, it's very evenly matched. They both make all the great throws and move around in the pocket. It's going to be a fantastic. I hate that people are trying to put them against each other, like trying to kind of create this beef between each other. They're just two fantastic quarterbacks playing good football. And Joe Burrow has had the Chiefs number for some time now. I think he's 4-0 in the last 5 games. But I mean, I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be exciting. The Chiefs are going to be ready. And obviously the Bengals are going to be ready as well. And there's been a lot of talk and chatter, you know, on Twitter. I think it's going to be a great game.
So with that, you know, the one thing I do agree with is that this weekend with a Mahomes win, this can really start to develop into a great quarterback rivalry. Right, and I know quarterbacks are, well, I'm not playing him, I'm playing the other defense. I get that. But in terms of elite quarterback matchups, if Mahomes wins, now you're 1-for-1 in the last 2 years. Like, that's cooking something. But you look, and I made this point earlier, Mahomes, Herbert, Russ, Burrow, Watson, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, I think you can probably throw statistically Tua Tagovailoa into that conversation. The amount of elite quarterbacks in the AFC is pretty ridiculous. What quarterback that I mentioned, or maybe didn't mention, if there's another AFC quarterback you love, what quarterback in the AFC did I not mention there that has the best chance to force their way into the Burrow-Mahomes rivalry/conversation?
I think you pretty much nailed them all. I mean, that list you gave is pretty solid. I mean, that's a solid list of quarterbacks. I'm not going to say the guy from Pittsburgh is going to force his way in there. He hasn't shown enough, hasn't done enough yet. I liked Derek Carr at some point. I thought he was playing pretty well. You know, obviously things went sour for him out in Oakland. He's no longer going to be there. I really don't know outside of that list who you can add there. Definitely not Pickett. I don't think he's worthy of that yet, of being close to smelling that list. I think that's about it, man. I think you nailed him. I think you nailed them all.
Jason, let's get to the quarterback we hope forces his way into that conversation, and that's Deshaun Watson. We had Jason Lockenfora on earlier this week, and he said he's convinced that Deshaun will never be the guy he was before, never be a franchise quarterback again. And, below that hot-ass take is a conversation that we just kind of had as a station, which is about Deshaun Watson and whether he can be, to the Browns, what Joe Burrow was and has been to the Cincinnati Bengals the last 2 years. How confident are you today, after those six games we saw at the end of the year, Deshaun can get back to being a franchise quarterback and maybe eventually be, to the Browns, what Joe Burrow's been in Cincinnati?
Listen, I mean that guy, he is going to get back there. You know, obviously, you know, with the six games that he played, you know, there were some glimpses of that and him making plays. I mean, it was a tough 2 years for him, right? You know, he had a fantastic year down in Houston, and then obviously he was out with all the allegations and things against him, and he was out. But let's not forget, this guy is 26 years old, if I'm not mistaken, maybe possibly 25. I mean, we have at least 4 years to get him where we want him to be. You know, with the money we paid him, there's no doubt about it, that guy is going to be a great football player. And whoever had a take and said he can't be a franchise quarterback again because he missed a year, I mean, please. I mean, I saw Michael Vick go to prison for a year, come back, sign his second $100 million quarterback, and lead the Eagles all the way up into the NFC Championship game. So I don't hop on the train of saying someone can't do something. A 26-year-old kid who has the arm strength and leg talent and arm talent to throw any ball. I love to see where Deshaun Watson ends up next year. You know, a full year in the offense and playing football. There's no doubt in my mind that we're going to compete for the next couple years for sure.
So it kind of brings me, you're kind of going right where I was going to go here. I've heard people talk about, well, the Browns need to upgrade around Deshaun. And I do understand that thought process, but I would also say this is an offense that was top 10 in the NFL for 11 weeks with Jacoby Brissett. So I'll ask you, when you envision the Browns' offensive improvements in 2023, are those about external things they're going to have to bring in, or is this just about internal improvement?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, there's obviously some internal improvement that we can, you know, we can always get better. But to add another wide receiver, just another weapon. I mean, more weapons you have, the better. I mean, I love the way Kyle Shanahan does things with his offense. You know, the shifts and motions and the different receivers, you know, they put Debo back there and let him run the ball. So, you know, and I kind of see that our offense is kind of similar to what they do, you know, the zone run scheme, things like that. So as many as weapons you can add, the better. But I think we're going to improve just by having Deshaun in there for a full season gives us a better chance. And a big shout out to Jacoby Brissett for what he did for 11 weeks. Like you said, he was the top 10 offense in the NFL. And I believe that Deshaun is a lot better than what Jacoby is, you know, when he's out there and he's rolling, he has all the experience and he's getting all the reps in practice. I mean, the sky's the limit for the Browns. I say it, and I truly believe it. Like, we do now have a quarterback that gives us a chance every year. You know, it's not like every year we're in the draft, we're looking, we're searching for maybe who's going to be the guy. I believe we have our guy, and we're just going to continue to add around him and get better as a team and an organization.
Jason, one of the areas they got to make decisions on is obviously a place you're familiar with, the offensive line. And, you know, we can save the Jedrick Wills conversation that I think I've maybe asked you 100 times for later on down the road. But to get to the center spot here, a lot of people have talked about Ethan Posick and the way he played at center this year. He is a free agent, so I'll ask you, do you think Posick is a need to re-sign, or do you think he's a guy maybe you like to re-sign but can make it a similar player if he gets priced out?
I you know what? I think he did have a nice year for us, and he played very well stepping up and stepping in there. I think it comes down to it being, you know, I'm sure they're going to really evaluate that position. And if there's a chance to maybe upgrade and maybe get someone better, I think they'll do that. But I also think that he's a guy we'd like to sign, but I think they're going to be like, let's take a look first and see what's out there and maybe see what we can bring in. Maybe we can bring someone in that's a little more talented. But I do like the kid. I thought he played very well.
I don't know if he fits the scheme, but there's a nasty boy in Carolina called Bradley Bozeman who's got ass kicker written all over him. Probably going to be expensive as hell, but I love me some Bradley Bozeman. Real quick here, the boys in the morning today got into a conversation about they feel jealous of the Bengals. Ah, sorry. One of them, Anthony Lima, feels jealous of the Bengals because of the success they've had. When you played, were there teams, because, you know, you guys didn't go to the Super Bowl. I don't think you guys went to the playoffs when you were with the Browns. Were there teams, or was there a team that you were jealous of?
You know what? I wasn't really jealous of anyone outside of Baltimore, you know, because Baltimore, it seemed like every year they would always get the good defensive players. They'd always get a good offensive player, and they always won. And when I was there, that's, you know, Baltimore won. They won the Super Bowl. I want to say it was 2011. It was Harbaugh versus Harbaugh. They won that Super Bowl with Ray Lewis and those guys. And they always just had a complete team. It felt like the GM always made the right moves, and he always got things done. So I was a little jealous of Baltimore. I mean, they had everything. They had a good quarterback and Flacco at the time. I believe he went on into the playoffs and played unbelievable. I think he threw 18 touchdowns with zero interceptions. I could be wrong on those numbers, but I think he ran through everybody. And you know, they always seem to do it. And like now, they always seem to sign a player. You're like, how the heck did they add him to that team? You know, and they just always find a way, and they're always competing for it. They're always in it.
Yeah, when they signed Calais Campbell, I think 3 years ago, I literally threw a remote.
Yeah, it was it's absolutely disgusting. Then they always bring in like this defensive player who makes plays. He's all over the field, and you're just like scratching your head, like, why didn't we take a chance at that guy?
There's also, you know, still a. There's also still a time, Pink.
The defensive side of the ball. They always get a great defensive player late in the year, always.
And there's also, like, when they draft, it feels like the rest of the NFL is colluding. Like, this year, they got Tyler Linderbaum and Hamilton, the safety out of Notre Dame. Yeah. And it was like, wait, that was a top 5 pick and a top 20 pick, and they just fell to you.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but, you know, kudos to those guys. Whatever they're doing down there in Baltimore, and those, you know, those meeting rooms before the draft and for trades, they always seem to make a splash, and it's always a big time defensive player, and they always step on the field and they make plays, and that defense is always so good.
Nah, bleep them, screw them, sick of it. Real quick,
I'm sick of it.
I'm so sick of it. I just let that be us for a decade. I just want to swim in golden waters real quick here. Although that made it sound like I want, never mind. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Jason, real quick, give me your predictions for this weekend.
So I've been, you know, my good friend, teammate, Dom DeCicco, he's been with the Niners for the last 5 or 6 years. He's a regional scout for them now. I've been kind of following them since he's been there. I love the Niners upsetting the Eagles. I think that is going to be a game to see. Love what Brock Purdy's doing. He's the underdog. I mean, the Eagles are fantastic. They're rolling on all cylinders. They have a great offense, great defense. I like the Niners to upset the Eagles. This one's tough. The Cincinnati and the Chiefs, you know, it's been a battle. There's been words exchanged on Twitter. I honestly, truly believe that the Chiefs come out with this one. I would love for the Bengals to win it. I want to see Tyler Boyd, the next pick guy, go get him a Super Bowl. But I think the Chiefs, that, you know, that all depending on how Patrick is feeling, Mahomes is feeling. You know, I know it's Angle's bum, but I think the Chiefs won this game.
Pink, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy your football Friday. Enjoy the playoffs this weekend.
My man, have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.